The Affordable Care Act, popularly known as Obamacare, makes it possible now for James Matthews to get coverage through the expanded federal Medicaid program for low-income families, even though he has been diagnosed with diabetes.
I'm excited to know that they can't use that pre-existing condition, you know, as a way to discriminate against me and not provide insurance or to limit my coverage because I do have diabetes.
And Nye Whitaker, a self-employed single mother, will now receive a federal subsidy so she can purchase private insurance being offered on newly created health exchanges.
I think it's time for us to just take care of our citizens, make sure everyone is insured, and that we have a level playing field.
But if Obamacare is successful only in expanding coverage to those in need of health care, the program will likely fail in the long run. Christopher Condoluzzi is a former counsel to the Senate Finance Committee that helped develop the Affordable Health Care Act.
If more people are covered by health insurance and they utilize health care services to a much greater degree than we would have ever expected, that's going to put inflationary pressure on health care spending. And that's going to increase the cost of healthcare overall, and that's going to impact everybody.
That's why the healthcare law mandates that even young, healthy individuals must enroll to share the cost or pay a fine. But Condoluzzi says because it is now illegal for insurance companies to refuse coverage, many healthy people may just pay the $95 fine or 1% of their salary, whichever is greater, and then join a plan if they become sick.
There's a bit of a moral hazard. Somebody goes without health insurance, but yet can get it when they get sick. That results in adverse selection, or that results in higher utilization of medical services, which raises costs for everybody across the board.
Obamacare is based on the successful system developed in Massachusetts under then-Republican Governor Mitt Romney. But RomneyCare, as it is called, can impose greater penalties for noncompliance. Condoluzzi says reforms are needed to make Obamacare economically viable in the long run. But in these politically divisive times, they are unlikely to be enacted. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.
We did. Yeah, we did.